start that
totally fine
to get my computer case.
Okay, we're just gonna do a quick idea on Pesach. I wanted to share just an idea that relates to the mitzvah of matzah, like the holiday of Pesach, and I think our avodas Hashem more generally. So there's this mechilta. I actually saw it. I have a picture of it. I saw it quoted in my Haggadah. But the mechilta basically says as follows. It's this mechilta that I just want to... What happened?
Right here.
That's okay. Okay, great. Good to see you guys. We're just going to continue. This is the mechilta that I want to just basically focus on. So the mechilta says in Parshas Bo, in Perek Tes, Ushmartem es hamatzos, that you should safeguard, you should protect, there should be an element of zehirus when it comes to matzos, to matzah. That, of course, you know, we know Ushmartem es hamatzos is a concept very well. Not only to fulfill the mitzvah, to eat matzah, but also that we're supposed to safeguard it and treat it in a very serious way. Rav Yoshia Omer, and that's the Pashup Shah of the Pasuk. But in the Medrash, Rav Yoshia says, Al Tikra Kain Ella Ushmartem Es HaMitzvos. Don't read Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, but Ushmartem Es HaMitzvos. What does that mean, Ushmartem Es HaMitzvos? Not just to keep the mitzvos, but Kiderech She'ein Machmitzin Es HaMatzah, the same way you shouldn't let matzah become chametz. As we know, that's a big problem. Kach in machmisin es hamitzvah, ela in ba'a mitzvah liyadcha, ase osa miyad. On a play on the pasuk Ushmartem es hamatzos, Rav Yoshia basically interprets it, the famous concept of mitzvah ba'a liyadcha al hachmitzena, that you shouldn't delay, you shouldn't procrastinate when it comes to the performance of mitzvos. And the question is, what is the kesher? Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a related concept. The question is, what does mitzvah haba liyadcha, that principle we know, have to do with ushmartem es hamatzos? What's the connection? Is the truth is, when we think about the reason for mitzvah haba liyadcha yach mitzena, why is it, you know, that you're not supposed to delay when the opportunity to do a mitzvah comes? Avram, Yoel, why is it? So usually we think about it in one of two ways, like these reasons. One reason is that we're worried if you don't do it when it comes, you might neglect it altogether. You know, human behavior is such. So that's why we say do it right away, because lest you fail to do it altogether. That comes from the lashon of like al yach mitzena. It shouldn't become like vinegar. It shouldn't sour or spoil if you delay it. That's usually one approach taken, you know, in Mefarshim as to the reason for that, this law. The other one is that sometimes, you know, that you shouldn't, even if you're going to perform it, you know, delaying it shows a level of disregard, a lack of esteem, and because you're seeing the mitzvah as like an imposition, an obligation.
What about mincha on Friday?
Well, what about davening mincha ever later than the zman? You're asking about zmanim in general. Why we ever daven after, you know, the zman shacharis or mincha? Yeah, it's a good question.
I'm saying particularly on Friday.
Why?
It seems like people tend to do it.
I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people that do mincha marv all the time. Every night.
Ooh.
You know, no, I'm just saying. The idea is that, like, even if you're going to do it, even if you're going to do it, you should do it right away. Because it shows alacrity, excitement. Someone mentioned running to shul. Shmuel on the back.
Zrizus.
The idea of Zrizus. Like, that's the corollary, the opposite. The positive of mitzvah bal yadcha, don't delay it because zrizus magdim la mitzvos. You should love mitzvos. You should run after them. You shouldn't delay.
Joe runs every morning.
That's usually.
Why does Mechilta formulate it as
if you run every morning to the base?
Mitzvah bal yadcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's the rule. The rule in general. There's a rule in general, not just in the Mechilta, of mitzvah bal yadcha. Why? Yeah. What's the difference between the negative and the positive? Good question. But since those are usually two ways we think about the Shas concept of mitzvah bal yadcha, the question is what do either of those have to do with? What is the concept of mitzvah bal yadcha have to do with ushmartem es hamatzos, eating matzah on Pesach? So the short of it is that matzah, as opposed to chametz, represents like the core and basic and pristine part of avodas Hashem. It's avodas Hashem before it comes into contact with human beings who experience it. Chametz is plain and it's organic. Matzah, is plain and organic. The Netziv in a number of places, one is actually from this past week's Parsha in Vayikra, Perek Beis, but in a few places he has this theme that chametz is the process by which dough expands. It gets fluffy, and it basically involves human initiation. We decide that we want this thing to turn into chametz, so we let it sit. Or we inject yeast, anything that will ferment the dough. Chametz is human initiation and our invention, but matzah is when you leave it pure and unadulterated in the pure form from the Ribono Shel Olam, from Hashem. On Pesach, and as Jews, we develop by accepting God's direction, and we have faith and trust in the Ribono Shel Olam without any reservations. We leave out our own ego, our desires, and we fully commit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we say, Batel Ritzoncha, Liritzono. Like, the idea of leaving Mitzrayim and really embracing Judaism is precisely about the ability to drop everything in a moment's notice, b'chipazon, to shape ourselves into Avdei Hashem, to really be Avadim. The Zohar famously calls matzah, that in Netziv and the Zohar in, the Zohar famously calls matzah Lechem Emuna. That at least on the holiday of Chag HaMatzos, we leave ourselves out of the picture to absolutely defer to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ushmartem es HaMatzos, in other words, we can't mess with it or tamper matzah. But perhaps this is also the idea, now transitioning to Mitzvah HaBal Liyadcha, Al Yach Mitzena, Ushmartem es HaMatzos and Ushmartem es HaMitzvos. It's how we need to look at mitzvos in general, the concept of mitzvah b'al yadcha. If one or another mitzvah presents itself, you know, how do we start to begin to calculate and determine, like, whether it works for us, whether now is the right time, does the mitzvah fit with our schedule, with our needs? Or is the whole purpose that a mitzvah comes, and as the eved that you are, the person who understands that the Ribono Shel Olam comes first, and your ego, your personality comes second, do you jump on it before starting to think about how it fits with your time and with your schedule? And so in that respect, the idea that we should, that procrastinating kind of reflects that your attitude towards mitzvos is that it's about you and not about embracing the Ribono Shel Olam as the first priority, is consistent with looking at Ushmartem as HaMatzos, the concept of matzah, and also the concept of mitzvos, that we jump on the opportunity to do something just because the Ribono Shel Olam commanded us to do it. So in that respect, you know, matzos and mitzvos, dropping everything we do to be an Eved Hashem, is really the goal of eating matzah. B'chipazon is the goal of eating matzah. It's really what we try to root in ourselves on the holiday of Pesach, but also in our Avodas Hashem generally when we think about mitzvos, to try to inculcate that sense, you know, that we have so much, you know, to benefit from by, you know, looking first to how the Ribono Shel Olam, what he tells us to do and he commands us, and only then, later on, after accepting that, bringing ourselves into it, our own personalities, you know, and our own thoughts. So with that, I just want to transition